Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for the daily editorial that I promised. You know, I spent all day today looking at what's going on, basically on the various wire services that I subscribe to, and I want to say one thing. So Trump got acquitted. That hasn't solved a problem yet. All that did was give us a bit of a stronger argument, okay? But of course, nobody on the other side of the fence is going to admit that. I am very, very concerned right now. I've got Irish Tony on the line with me to show you how serious I am about this. Irish Tony lives in England, and I'm calling him in England. And he was willing, it's after 1 o'clock in the morning where he is, he was willing to discuss this, but he brought up one thing which I totally understand and I totally appreciate, and that is the fact that this is a problem within America. It's not a problem within, for example, the United Kingdom. It's a problem for Americans. And I appreciate him saying that because it very definitely is. The UK, Germany, France, nobody can do anything about this despicable situation over here. And I am very, very concerned because there doesn't seem to be any solution whatsoever other than anger, venom, and vitriol. Tony, you want to say anything at all?
Well, like I said to you before we started, you have a government in America at the moment.
You're right.
Who are not actually functioning as a government. They've spent the last 4 years, well, they should have been doing things for American people, but spent the last 4 years having a go at your last president, Trump. And that includes the Republican Party.
Right.
So there's not really much difference in the attitude of all your politics, both sides of the aisle. But if you think about why this is happening, they're being so influenced by people above them. I mean, they're basically puppet government. I mean, we have a puppet government here in the UK. We have puppet governments all over the world.
Right.
We've kind of got to the stage. We've got to the stage on the world stage where politicians don't really matter anymore. They're not the ones pulling the levers of power. The levers of power are being pulled by people above them, big multinational companies, news medias, social network sites, big tech. It's a scam. But what the people don't realize, if they woke up to the fact that there's a lot more of us than what there is of them, therefore that makes us more powerful than them. But we have to act together. We have to stick together. We have to stop allowing them to divide us. And then perhaps we can start working together and get the pushback.
You know, Tony, I have to say one thing. I could not have said it any better myself. I really wanted to make that point very strongly on the weekend show that aired on all the radio stations. Nobody is willing at this point to say in time that we have to work together, meaning we have to take the best parts of both sides of the story.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Al, can I point something out to people who listen to this? I mean, I'm nobody special. I'm just a normal Joe Bloggs guy who's gone through life, been married, raised kids, worked hard, paid me taxes, whatever.
Right.
And I'm nobody special. I mean, I've had no formal education. You know, I've never been to college. I've never been to university. I don't hold any degrees. But I was just one of those people that were woken up at an early age. I mean, I could go into why I was woken up at an early age, but I don't think your audience would want to hear it. It's pretty gruesome. But it woke me up, corruption. It woke me up to organizations that weren't there for my benefit, although they alleged they were there for my benefit. So me, I'm just a normal, ordinary guy, manual laborer, no qualifications, but I've always been interested in politics. I've always been interested in the way life goes. I've always been concerned about people. People are my number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Not money, not fame. And when I see people getting treated badly, I don't like it. And I kick back. I mean, you've heard me sometimes on your blog, or I've used a lot of bad language, but that's how I am. I'm basic, down to earth, and my brain gives my mouth permission to say what it's thinking. Simple. And if people don't like it, well, I don't know. What can I say?
So what you're saying, Tony, is you are, and you're not calling yourself intelligent. I would have to call you intelligent.
No, definitely not.
Okay, I mean, that's your opinion, okay. But I one thing that I have to say that you can't disagree with, you're inquisitive. And that makes you exactly the type of person, and you're open-minded, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the most open-minded person you ever come across. You know, I mean, I will have a discussion with anybody on any subject, and I won't believe for 1 minute that I'm totally right and they're totally wrong, or vice versa. I respect other people's opinion, but I also expect them to respect my opinion. That's how I am.
You know, Tony, I'm looking at the big clock on the wall. It's 1:15 your time. You have been more than accommodating to be willing to chat with me just for this 8 or 9 minute time frame. I will take anything off that you want me to take off. I don't think there's anything that you want me to take off, but if there is, when I shut off the recording, which I'm going to do here in about 2 minutes, if there's any additional thing you want to say, just let me know now.
No, you go ahead, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, why can't we all get together? I simply do not understand that, and I don't think Tony does either. Am I putting words in your mouth, Irish?
No.
Okay, there you go. Tony is obviously, because of his heritage, lived through some very tough times. Having said that, thank you so much, sir. I will not bug you to come on the show anymore. I just want to tell you that that's an open invitation to any of our listeners who participate in the blog. Anybody who would like to come on the show, I guarantee you I will not blindside you with any questions. I guarantee each of you all I'm looking for is an opinion. What we are trying to do will increase in credibility purely and simply if we have some human voices. Irish, God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Well, I would love to see other people come on your blog. Would like to see the people who post the comments in your comment section coming on your site.
Okay. Anything you want to do, you got carte blanche, Tony. Thank you so much, sir.